Well, and my attitude in bringing Maxine up was, you know, that I was going to do everything according to the books. After all, I was the nurse, you see. At that time when Maxine was born, it was do not handle the baby unnecessarily. You know, if the baby's good, let the baby play on the bed. Don't pick up the baby and don't cuddle the baby. And of course, that's because I remember when the doctor coming to see me to check with the baby, and I went to pick her up. He said, no, she's fine, leave her, you know. So I think that's so wrong, you know. Over the years, I've learned that's wrong. Anyways, Maxine was a very good baby, very good child. In fact, you're so good, it worried me. You know, she was just too good. She wasn't good as a sleeper. In fact, she just didn't sleep well. But as a baby, she didn't sleep well. But there was a kid that was brought up with two older uncles who weren't much older than her. And she was brought up with her grandmother. And then she was brought up with, Uncle Wolf left shortly, but there was Cecil there. And Evelyn was there. And they made a big fuss over her. And I always felt that, considering the fuss that they made over her, that she, you know, wasn't too bad. But for all that, she seemed to lack confidence as a child. I mean, she wouldn't, when she got older, she wouldn't answer the phone in case she couldn't give the right answers. She was very bright when she went to school. So the teacher wanted to come in to be monitored, to come earlier than the rest. She hated to go because she'd have to go to the teacher that was in charge and tell him that she was asked to come earlier, to get permission to go in earlier. I remember the first time when we took her, till we got her to take figure skating. And she had her first, the first time she had to go and do a solo. That poor kid was sick to her stomach, she was so nervous, and she pleaded with me to take her home. And I says, no, dear, you just have to go on. And I feel figure skating did more for her than anything else, because towards the end, when she had to do a solo or do anything, she wasn't sick to her stomach.
I started Maxine when she was 3 or 4 years old. I used to take Maxine out on a Sunday morning to Drury's Redwood and Main, the Drury's rink. They had a rink up there. And not have Maxine out there. I think she was 4 years old, 3 or 4 years old. Every Sunday morning, we'd get out there, no matter how cold it was, and she'd practice, and she'd practice, and she'd practice. And then, of course, once the club got a hold of her, when she joined the Greater Winnipeg Skating Club, well, then, of course, the instructors took over. But I remember Sunday mornings, it was 20, 25 below. Maxine and I would be on that rink in Redwood, the Main, old Drury's spot there. That was fun too. It was a lot of satisfaction because she was a good pupil. You know, she persevered, and she always wanted to do things. If she didn't do it, it had to be done. Deborah's like that. You know, it has to be right. You just got to be just so. You can tell from Deborah's handwriting. You know, just the pains she takes about. Maxine was like that. She was a perfectionist, and of course she had the ability, and she had a desire.
And you know, they were teaching her to play football. When she was 2 years old, she was hiking. She'd put the football down between her legs and say hike and run. You know, the boys thought she was very good, and Inge especially. And you know, Inge one day, there was this Lois that was the same age as Maxine, and she was lived down, you know, Inge would pass her house as he came home from school. And if he saw that Lois could stand and Maxine couldn't stand, he immediately ran home and made sure that Maxine would stand up beside Chesterfield, that she had to stand too, you know. They just wouldn't let anybody do anything that Maxine, you know, Maxine had to be the first to do, and, they made a big fuss over her. In fact, Marjorie says that when their children were born, Morty kept saying, well, I don't know, Maxine could do this and Maxine could do that, you know. And I think Inge, too, was comparing his children with what Maxine could do when she was a baby. I hadn't realized how good she was or how bright she was when I was giving birth to Mark. The letters she sent me when I... And she was just had started school. Well, she had started school that fall, and I gave birth to Mark in March. So I guess it's quite a bit. But the letters that that girl wrote to me while I was in the hospital, I didn't hang on to them. And then Mark came along, and he was a pet. He was just a pet. He was so good as a baby, bless him. He nursed, and he nursed for 10 minutes. He turned over and go to sleep, and that was that. And when I thought I'd have to put him on the bottle, on a cup, and I'd have to get up early in the morning, he slept in till 8 o'clock, and he was... But on the other hand, when I was pregnant with you, I was afraid to tell Mark that. I was afraid I'd put his nose out of joint, and I think I did, because I was so spoiled that when you came along, he resented you terribly. And this is a very interesting thing. I've told everybody this story, but I've always been very thankful for it. When Mark came along, you know, after 7 years, he was a boy. We were very excited, the girl and the boy. In fact, when I was expecting Maxine, it was after my dad. See, my dad, see, I got married about 11 months after my dad died. And then Max was born 11 months after that. And everybody says, Nomen noch ein Taten, you know, and the kinder noch Nomen. So I was sure I was going to have a little boy, and I had a little girl. And I remember mother's, maybe I was disappointed in Maxine's looks or something, and maybe that she sensed it, I don't know. Maybe because she sensed it was a little girl, I don't know. Because mother had two gorgeous boys, you know, Inky and Molly were two gorgeous babies, and big babies, and Maxine was this little scrawny, funny little thing. Anyways, I did think she was cute eventually. So, and of course, Mark came along, he was this gorgeous baby. And we were very excited with him and thrilled. We wanted him. And one day I was out walking, you know, maximum seven then, over seven. I was walking with him in the carriage, and we bumped into a woman who had just given birth to a little girl. And she had a boy about Maxine's age. And I said to her, oh, how nice, a little girl. Isn't that lovely that you got a little girl? When we came home, Max says, do you really mean it? It was nice that they had a little girl. So I was so happy it happened. Because I told her the reason why we were so excited we had little boys because we had one little girl, and now we had a boy. And it was so nice for them. They had a boy, and now they have a little girl. I was so happy because I was so afraid it might have, you know, been a traumatic experience for Maxine.
Mark is a very aggressive young kid, and even all the way through to university. He always made sure, for instance, that... if there was a job to be had, he went after it, you know. I think he had pretty well had a goal that he was striving for, which was, at his age, was pretty good. He was a good student. He had a lot of good friends.
Things were uneventful until you came along, I guess. And then we had problems with you. You didn't mingle well with children. And remember you went to Camp Massad. There you got friendly with the doctor, was it, or something? And he realized that you had a brother. You see, you had a chip on your shoulder. I didn't know what it was, but it was bothering you. His was a brother chip. So you thought the world and all of Mark, and Mark just absolutely ignored you. And it bothered you, I guess. Oh, when by the time you came along, I wasn't going to worry about bringing you up by the books. I was just going to enjoy you. Of course, I felt that way about Mark, too. I mean, after Maxine, I wasn't going to worry about what, you know, bring her up right and bring her up as a being an independent child and everything else. Of course, everybody said the reason why she was being independent was because I was too lazy to do anything for her. But I was just going to enjoy the babies and love them, and that's it. I did that with Mark, and I did that with you. But I was sure you were going to be my last baby, so I was going to enjoy you to the fullest. And you were as cute as you can make them, and you came out with some of the brightest things, and we used to laugh, and everybody laughed at you, and you didn't like it. You used to get mad. you see, you don't realize, I mean, what you do to your children or how you affect them.